Sometimes we have social obligations, like...
We have social obligations.
Like...
All the time.
Sometimes, not all the time. All the time we do have, like some of our colleagues, they are going for party, and then sometimes we also have to go because we are working in the same department.
Sure.
So, should we go for... should we go for such kind of parties or social
whatever
activity?
You have to do, you do, but remember Krishna. That's it, boss.
Because these, like...
If you have to go. If you don't have to go, or you say... Or the other thing is you're invited to various social engagements and parties, etc.
And whenever anybody invites you, you say, yes, what time is it, where is the venue? I'm coming. Okay. So then you go and say, I don't really want to go there, and I'd rather read Bhagavad Gita or Krishna or go to the temple, whatever. So then you don't go. Consciously you don't go. And you spend time with Krishna. Then you see your friends, what happened? I was on my way, the car, broke down, and I really wanted to come, I just couldn't make it. It's okay, anyway, good man. So, okay, one down. So this way, that way, so many different excuses. And you can try to go, narrow it down, and you'll see that they'll still like you if you do it right. It's the art of diplomacy. Because really, and Krishna will see that, Krishna will help you, because when you're turning to Krishna, then you'll see that ordinarily if you lied or whatever and avoided some party, and it was for some other party or some other material reason, then the person would say, wait a minute, no, I heard you went to another party, your car didn't break down, you liar, you bum. He'll find out, and he'll be angry with you for not going to his party. But when Krishna's involved, then he adjusts everything very nicely. So when you say that I couldn't make it, I really wanted to, and then Krishna will enter the heart of the other person and say, that's okay, no problem. Krishna really helps devotees. When devotees start turning to him and want to go to him, especially in the beginning, like anything, he helps you. And then once you move in, and then he's like, okay, now wash the pots and pans and cleaning the floors. And you're like, hey, wait a minute, you were helping me so much, now I have to do so much. So that's everyone's experience, that from when they first start, amazing things happen. They can't believe. Every devotee has his own long list of he can't believes. I can't believe this happened. But we forget. Maya makes us forget. And the time factor. We don't remember what we did yesterday or a week ago. What to speak of 10 years ago. How was it? What was I before I came to Krishna Bhakti? What was I doing? And how was I? And how did I get here? We forget all about it. We don't really remember, especially with the passage of time. Somehow if we can regress in time, we can say, Krishna did this for me, he did that for me, and it was amazing how I got here, and this happened, that happened. And we'll see a long list of phenomenals, right? A long list of phenomenals. If someone's actually gone all the way, he's surrendered, he's taking diksha from a guru, he's really gotten serious about his or her devotional practices. And all that was only possible because of Krishna's mercy. It came in so many ways, in so many forms, in so many times, in so many places. Krishna's mercy. We're all, your friend and all of us that have gone, you just think what we did and how it all happened. We weren't born in Hindu families, and, Hanuman temples on every corner and Shiva temples and all these things. And somehow we crossed cultures and crossed religions and crossed continents and crossed countries and dress and thought and way and everything. And it's not our own doing it. Krishna helped us so many ways, isn't it? Can you forget? How are you living in Vrindavan? Ahoituki kripa. Mercy with no cause. We didn't do anything to cause our living here. It's only sheer mercy of God, Krishna. It's So you have some opportunity to experience dynamic living, ecstatic love, and the plane of bhakti and prema. Very interesting. Now you're started your nursery school. You think you're a postgraduate, but now you're in nursery school. You're in the nursery school of bhakti.
What should be your behavior with the colleagues in the department? Like, many times we have been taught in that with the devotees, like our action should be like for the service of others. And
action should be for the service of others. What about your service? I don't buy that.
Like, we have so many things, but limited time.
First, you know, physician, heal thyself. What do you want to say?
I want to say, like, sometimes it happens that, I'll give one example. One patient who is, like, very sick, require attention of a doctor. And without you, sometime he may, like, he may deteriorate over a period of time. But that time, he require attention of some physician. But my duty is finished now at 6 o'clock. I have to go now to start my devotional activities. But the patient is also require my attention. And at this time, my duty is over somebody else to come and see the patient. But he is not doing his own duty. So I am compromising my time with other activities by giving time to this patient. So what should I do in this situation? Like, my time is over now. Should I leave the place and go? And or should I work for the others? Because others are not working.
Duty, time and place. We always have to keep all these three in place. What is my duty now? Where am I? What is the place? And what is the time? So your duty is to six, and that's your responsibility, that's your karma. And then you leave. Because whether a person lives or dies, as you well know, Rake Krishna Mare Ke, Mare Krishna Rake Ke. It's a Hindi phrase. If Krishna wants to kill you, no one can protect you. If Krishna wants to protect you, no one can kill you. So you're not the protector. You've done your duty. Now, whether they live or die, with care or without care, it's all in Krishna's hands. So be firm in your duty and Krishna will do the rest. So you say, I you do need attention, I'll refer to the next doctor, I'm leaving, I'll see you when I return tomorrow, whatever. I pray to God for you. Say like that. And pray to God for them. When you leave, say, oh God, oh Bhagavan, that's a person suffering, please help them. Plus, what more? You're also suffering. You're also a patient. You're also in a very precarious position. You also need help. What's the difference between the patient lying in the bed and the doctor walking out the door? Sometimes they say I speak a little cutting. Don't mind.
Other profession, like, you can shut down and go back.
Yeah, well, generally doctors, they have little beepers, and because I have friends that are doctors, and from what I perceive with a doctor, they actually have no free time. They used to have these beepers, some kind of beeper thing, Motorola beeper 20 years ago, and I'd be with him or somewhere. On Parikrama, Govardhan, it was Sunday, it was his day off, and a beep beep or something like this, like a phone call. And I said, what's that? He said, oh, it's the hospital, it's one of my patients. I said, well, it's your day off. He said, no, they can call me anytime. You know, I'm a surgeon, it's my life. I said, really, your life is like that? He says, wherever I am, in my bed, I'm 1 o'clock at night, a phone rings, I answer it. So I think that's the doctor's life of the most utmost compassion. So I was speaking in a very, you know, official way, but ultimately it's the way of the doctor is the way of the heart. So that's an individual thing you have to decide. You were asking me what to do. In that circumstance, the patient requires medical doctor's assistance and you're leaving and the follow-up person is not there or doesn't want to attend to that duty. So what to do, I don't think there's any... It's not the kind of answer a sadhu can say, give some standard answer to be done at every situation. I think that's individual. From what I just said about a doctor's full care program, 24/7. I don't know if it's always like that now, but so you have to decide for yourself. And just pray to Krishna. I don't know whether to go or stay. Krishna, what should I do? And something comes, prerna, some inspiration. You do. By duty, by law, I don't know if there's some law, there's ethics and there's law, so I don't know how the doctor's program works, ethics or law, or where the line crosses or whatever. Try to do everything. Do your bhakti, do your work, that's the whole thing, make a balance. Sometimes maybe the work is more and the bhakti is less. But then when the bhakti is less, increase the quality. We can never say the work is less and the bhakti is more, because the work work never seems to get less, work always seems to get more. And we do bhakti more or less. So we should try to do bhakti whenever we can and as much as we can. Yeah? I think that's enough now. Any other crucial questions?
Yeah.